This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day, everybody. At 10:06, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Big show today, thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Tim Bryant going to be standing by. He's going to give us the details on the Friday night run at Five Flag Speedway. Next week, it's Military Appreciation Night. We've got the Twin 50s with the Pro Late models. Also, they'll have the Pro Trucks, Sportsmen and Bombers, and all active military getting in free. We're also going to do the double there as Ida will open up the track at MIS. We've got the Pro Late models coming, the Twin 50s again with Super Stock, Sportsmen, Bombers, and now just added, this is going to be a big night of racing there. You'll have the Pro Trucks as well. Bill Ross standing by with a big night of racing at the Little Track. It's what we call Sunny South Raceway. All regular classes, and yes, I've been watching all you guys on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the Highway 90 Challenge, getting those Bombers and also the Sportsmen ready. He's standing by. And then we're going to talk with Jeff Dill. He is the CEO of FBHA. That's Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance. They're saving those who save others. You know, and through a lot of the things that we've seen recently in the news, usually the first responders are some of the first people on there in this kind of, it's suicide prevention. Tells some of the firefighters in a local area where you might be able to get a little bit of help. And of course, you know, with USFD Racing, United States Fire Department Racing, a team that I, along with Kerner Kafka from Pensacola, are on. You know, he's a Marine and also a firefighter currently. It's a really good group of folks we want to kind of tell you about and reach out. Matt Weaver also going to be telling us about, well, Xfinity Racing and Pro Trucks, not the Pro Trucks, and NASCAR Trucks tonight. And gosh, what a terrible fire at Thor Sport Racing, but it's amazing. They're in Iowa. They've had a lot of help from other teams, and it just goes to show the racing community does kind of rally behind those that need help, even if it's your competitor away from the track. Well, Bill Ruff joins us now at Sunny South Raceway, and I'm looking, and all that rain and nastiness is gone. And Bill, it's going to be warm, but it's going to be a perfect night for racing at Sunny South. Good morning.
Good morning. I think we're going to be good. From all the weather stuff that Wayno Kresic and I know, and checking with some experts, I think we're going to be good. The problem has been in forecasting this whole week long. The weather at the end of the week has been moving from the northwest to the southeast. That's exactly backwards from the way the weather usually moves here on the Gulf Coast. So it's really hard to forecast, but and last night, those horrible storms last night, that was northwest to southeast. It's usually southwest to northeast. But anyway, when you care about putting races on, you study this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we may have a light sprinkle in the afternoon, but that's certainly not going to prevent us from racing tonight. We can hurry up the heats. We can hurry up the qualifying. If we have to, we can skip it. But we want to get these features in tonight at Sunny South Raceway. The regular racing for Mighty Mites Junior Champs, Bandoleros, both divisions, all divisions of Legends, Pro Challenge, and Mini Stocks. Plus, this is, of course, the Highway 90 Challenge Series tonight, the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman and the Island Motors 2 Bombers. It's event number 6 of 13.
And right now, with the points, you've still got, I believe, Rusty Powell Jr. on top, Robert Loper to Bombers, then Sportsman Mark Barnhill and Jonathan Lang with Benny Bender third.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Those can change at the drop of a hat. Mm-hmm. We just to make sure everybody knows, we took what was rained out a couple of weeks ago, Highway 90 Challenge Series at Sunny South, and we put it on September 10th. So that will be the final Highway 90 Challenge Series race of the season, just so everybody knows. And also, another FYI, originally, the vintage cars were scheduled to be at Sunny South tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Well, evidently, in the vintage car club, there are those that run only asphalt, there are those that run only dirt, and there are those that run both. So what happened is, even though the racing was terrific, vintage racing last week at Five Flags, three of them got crashed. Bad enough that they're not going to be able to be ready for tonight. And one of them had a medical problem that couldn't be there tonight. So Christine and Wayne Okresic worked out early in the week that we just wouldn't do them tonight.
Yeah.
Still to be rescheduled, if at all. But what you'll probably see if you troll the internet like I do is that they're going to be at Flomaton tonight.
Right.
Well, that really is a whole different group of drivers than would have been coming to Sunny South that came to Five Flags last week, because Sunny South, Five Flags, asphalt.
Right.
Flomaton, Southern, Baker,
all dirt. Right.
So the dirt guys have enough, evidently, the sanctioning body thinks, to do something at Flomaton tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But the asphalt ones didn't, so no vintage tonight. We'll see if we can reschedule them later this year. But we still do have the Highway 90 Challenge Series.
Yeah.
And as long as we're talking about Sunny South, we want to say congratulations to last week's winners. First of all, there's no winners, but I want to make sure that we mention every one of the Mighty Mites: Cole Trickle, Bella Brown, Eli Loper, Jace Law, Lane Johnson, and Dakota Walker. They'll be there again tonight. In junior champ racing, first victory this season for Maddox Langer.
All right, Maddox. Good job, buddy.
You recognize that last
name? I sure do. Yeah, Howard, Jonathan, that's very famous around here.
And in the Bandolero Bandits, Landon Adams got his first win of the season.
Good
in
job,
the Outlaws,
man.
Caleb Boykin got his third win of the season. In the Legends, Conley Dubuisson, this is unbelievable, continues to be undefeated.
Yeah.
Raced seven times. He's got seven wins.
He is a wheelman.
Driver has really got it dialed in at Sunny South this year. Pro Challenge for the third time of the season, Connor Okresic was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Mosley in the Precision Auto Glass Mini Stocks got his fourth win of the season.
Wow.
So that's what happened last week, doing those same divisions tonight, plus Bob Speed Shop Sportsman and Island Motors 2 Bombers. And it was just announced this is going to be a really big weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 weeks from this weekend.
Yeah.
July 2nd is the Saturday, but guess what? At Sunny South, it's going to be a two-night weekend, the second Saturday and the third Sunday.
Wow. Tell us about it. What's going on there?
Well, for the second, pretty much a regular program, and it's a Highway 90 Challenge Series race, so the regular divisions plus the Sportsmen and the Bombers. But on Sunday, it's the Sunny South divisions, no Sportsmen and Bombers on Sunday. But listen to this, 500 to win for Legends, Pro Challenge, and Mini Stocks.
Wow.
And for the kids, gift cards to win for the Bandoleros and the Junior Champs.
That's so cool.
And on Sunday, the Legends will not be combined. They'll have three separate races for Young Lions, Semi-Pro, and the Pro Masters.
Wow.
And that's happening on Sunday. Both days is INEX and local points. Sunday is regional qualifying race for the Legends and the Bandoleros. Listen to this, Kane. You're going to love this. I can't wait to see this. On Sunday, the Precision Auto Glass Mini Stocks, what are they going to do?
Don't tell me go backwards.
They are.
I knew it. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Now, look.
I
mean,
I've seen that one time. It's crazy.
I've been in Michigan where figure eights are
huge.
A big deal, and you got to make right-hand turns in figure eight.
Yeah.
It's a whole different technology.
Wow. They got to change up their cars, brother. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever's on the left is what they're going to have to put on the right, and vice versa.
Man, that is awesome. You know, I want to ask you a personal question. Being out there, you know, you're working at Mobile, you're working at Five Flags, and you see how these tracks operate, and then you're looking over here the first time here at Sunny South Raceway. Well, I've been involved with the racetrack for many years as well, and they're such a great facility. What do you see that is the magic there? Because they're getting the people in, they're getting the young drivers in there, and I always tell everyone that track right over there, Sunny South Raceway in Grand Bay, is training tomorrow's drivers today. But as everything that you see, because I know you have a wide variety of looking at it, from management to personality to a racer, what do you think's the magic there?
Well, you know what? I'm kind of glad you asked. First of all, the main thing about Sunny South will always be the go-karts and the Mighty Mites, and then in the INEX divisions, the Legends and the Bandoleros and the Pro Challenge. Even the Bandos are pretty much for kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. The kids, what you said, just coming up, getting them introduced to racing and coming up through. And then the other advantage that Sunny South has always had is the association with INEX, Legends, yeah. Bandoleros, Pro Challenge, and that's big. I mean, they're the biggest ones, as far as I know,
in the world,
south of Atlanta. It's it's a wonderful facility, and they just do terrific INEX thing.
Yeah.
The third thing, believe it or not, is Wayno Kresic.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
He's been cooperative. He's a great manager of the racetrack.
Yeah.
Probably even more, he's a great guy. But he's been cooperative in all the requests I've made for the big cars to come to Sunny South.
Yeah.
If he hasn't said yes right away, he's always said, "Let's see how we can work this out."
Yeah.
And frankly, that's how the truck race, the Pro Truck Invitational, yeah, sponsored by Judy's, that's how that came about on August 27th.
And that'll be huge, too.
Yep, that's the third thing. The fourth thing is that, you know, I love half-mile asphalt, yeah, high-bank racing. I desperately love it to the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
But when you take quarter-mile high-bank asphalt racing,
you love it more.
The racing, yeah, will be closer.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something, especially because we've been having the big cars at Sunny South this year, I think that's something that fans have come to realize.
Yeah.
If they want to see guys go fast and they want to see, you know, the Bubba Pollard of the sportsman get out there and show what he can do, that's terrific. And you're going to see that on half miles. If you want to see 20 laps of beating and banging,
yep,
and trying to get through traffic,
yeah,
then quarter miles always is where that kind of stuff going to happen. Sometimes on half miles, but yeah, always on quarter miles.
So much more fun.
And that's what I think I don't know different terms to use, but that's what I think we've introduced big car fans to at Sunny South this year.
Yeah, and we're lucky because in the South, we really are blessed to have a lot of tracks in this area that are still open and still racing for us, where you see all over the country they're dropping like flies. So it's just, yeah, great. You got to give kudos to Tim Bryant, Ida Fields, yourself for helping out, as well as Wayno Kresic, their whole family. And it's because of those folks taking time from their family time to do what you guys do, gives us, the racers, an opportunity to go play. And so we appreciate it, too.
I've been doing it sometimes for a living since 2000, and there's never been a tougher time,
yeah,
for a small business racetrack to exist than right now.
Yeah.
So you got to, I mean, work is easy. Ideas are hard. You got to pull the ideas out of your head,
yeah,
and you got to do the work.
Well, Bill,
that's exactly what the successful people these days are doing.
Right. What time does it start tonight?
Good question. Practice at 3, get in the gates at 2, drivers meeting quarter 6 like always, and then we're going to qualify after that. The only divisions to qualify this week are the Bandolero Bandits and the Sportsmen. They're on kind of a rotating basis on who qualifies and who doesn't, but everybody, of course, runs the heats, and they happen after qualifying, and then, of course, everybody runs the features.
Awesome. It's going to be good night of racing. Stay cool and have fun out there, and I look forward to hearing all about it next week.
You'll hear all about it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Bill Roth again with Sunny South Raceway this weekend. Now, standing by, Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway is going to tell us about that awesome military appreciation night coming up next Friday at Five Flag Speedway. And over Saturday night at MIS, man, the pro trucks have been at a huge night of racing next weekend as well. Hang on, Tim Bryant, still to stand by. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Still to come, Matt Weaver going to talk about Xfinity Racing and some big racing. And how about, did you see the pictures of Keselowski there testing one of the Penske Indy cars? He says he wants to do the Indianapolis 500. Jeff Dill also, he's the CEO of Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance with USFD Racing. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Again, first responders are usually some of the first folks that come to an emergency situation, and a lot of them, it takes a toll on them, and this organization helps out quite a bit, so we're going to talk with him shortly. But first, we've got Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway. Not an off weekend for him. No, he's up at Montgomery Motor Speedway getting ready for the Southern Super Series, and of course, you've got the mods up there, too. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Kane. I apologize in advance. Sometimes the signal's a little weak here, but we are at the Montgomery Motor Speedway, a beautiful facility just south of Montgomery, and going to see some great racing tonight. The Modified, the Mayhem, back in action here at Montgomery, as well as the Southern Super Series late model.
Well, let's talk about that. Actually, you know, the Super Series, I believe Augie Grill is ready to come back in Montgomery. He's got he's done a lot. He's had a little bit of time off, I guess, but he's ready to come back and make some noise, I guess. Donnie Wilson is still your leader with Kyle Grissom and Kenzie Ruston. How about that?
Yeah, all those good stories. Of course, Augie chomping at the bit to race, made a good showing on the Gulf Coast, you know, last month, but he's been so busy in his shop working on other people's race cars, he hadn't had time to run the whole schedule. So, you know, he's looking forward to getting back in it tonight. Montgomery is a very good track for Augie Grill. The guy to beat is Kyle Grissom. He's on a three-in-a-row roll. He won started at Mobile on Memorial Day weekend, went to Cordele, Georgia, and won. And anyway, he's looking for a three-in-a-row tonight. So he's running very, very well. Casey Roderick's on his game, runs good here at Montgomery. A good field of cars set to go here tonight, including our local guy, Logan Boyette, up here racing at Montgomery tonight.
Well, let's talk about the Modified Series as well, the Mayhem of Modifieds of Mayhem, I'll get it out right. One great class. There was a time where these cars seemed like they were just starting to fall off at the track. You guys came up with something with these other tracks, and you're just starting to see more and more of these guys coming back out, and the series is great. Great racing, Tim.
Yeah, the Modifieds are definitely kind of back, and several tracks are running them on a regular basis now. Huntsville Speedway up in northern Alabama, you know, back open and running Modified, so it's a great class. Jeff Letson, the points leader for the Modified of Mayhem Tour, comes in as a favorite tonight. Of course, Billy Melvin runs really good. Hope to see some of our Gulf Coast guys up here tonight competing as well, so all in all, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I know that we've got Bobby Ingersoll heading up over the Kane Motorsports guys, and I know Oki's going to be up there, so good luck to those guys. Well, we got to think about next Friday. That's why we're here, and you guys are doing it again with Military Appreciation Night at Five Flag Speedway. Couldn't come at a more important time, I think.
Well, you know what? The red, white, and blue flags certainly have been flying over our nation in general, but this is something we'd had in the works with our sponsor, Alan Turner, who's has some very strong military ties in conjunction with the Alan Turner Automotive Group. We're inviting all of our active duty military friends into the races free as our guests next Friday night.
Awesome.
And, of course, we got twin 50s for the pro late models, the pro trucks, sportsmen, and bombers. Should be a great night of racing.
And then we're going to do the double at MIS, and you were talking with Ida and said, why not? Let's throw in the pro trucks. You got a lot of them that want to run, so that's been added as well.
Yeah, for sure. We got the Twin 50 for pros back-to-back, Pensacola and Mobile, and you know, some of the guys coming in from out of town with the trucks would prefer to do that as well. And plus, there's such a great contingent of pro truck racers right there in Mobile, and those guys they're wanting to race. In fact, many of them are headed to South Alabama Speedway to race at Ops tonight. You know, lots of racing going on for people that want to stay active, and you know, we're certainly glad to be able to open the doors. Looking forward to getting MIS back going again next Saturday night. So, all in all, looking forward to a good weekend. The long-term weather forecast looks pretty good. So, you know, we're looking forward to next weekend for sure.
Well, and I do see also, as I know you've got to go here in just a minute, in July 8th, we've got the Modifieds coming down here. And then also we've got another big show coming up in July.
Yeah, the Blizzard Series will be back in Pensacola, I believe, July 22nd. Yeah. And, of course, that's part of the Southern Super Series as well. That'll be our next super late model show. That's a standalone event, so we'll race on Friday night. And if for some reason, you know, we've got inclement weather in the area, our rain date will be Saturday night.
Oh,
so, you know, looking forward to that. But Mother Nature's been pretty kind to us overall this year. And, in fact, today it's overcast here at Montgomery. As I mentioned, the temperature's nice and cool, so a great day for racing.
That's perfect. Well, Tim, I know you're going to be busy up there. Good luck, and we'll look forward to seeing you. Practice will be open Thursday, I believe, for the track. Is that right, for Five Flags or not?
Actually, for plural tracks, both tracks will race have a Thursday practice, MIS and Pensacola. Gates open at 4, as always, practice from 5 to 9.
All right, perfect, Tim. Enjoy the day, and good luck up there.
Thanks. Have a great day. Thanks all right, for all you do.
Hey, thank you. Tim Bryant again with Five Flag Speedway and up there with the Southern Super Series. It's going to be some good race again, MIS, next Thursday. You heard they've got the practice from 5 to 9, be all the classes. And then they'll do Saturday Pro Late Model races. They'll have the Pro Late Twin 50s, the Super Stock, Sportsman, Bombers, and Pro Trucks. And it's going to be an exciting weekend. Kane Motorsports back at the track. We're finally getting our Bomber fixed up. It's had a little bit more damage than what we expected, but we'll be back out there. And we'll also have Matt Jackson with the Pro Truck out there. And fingers crossed that Zach can get his car out there in his schedule as well. Thank you to McDonald's. They're a big, huge thing, part of what we do with the Canes Warrior Kids. If you go to CanesWarriorKids.com, you can see what the team's all about, have updates, and also talks a lot about with our childhood cancer. We're making a trip, actually, and we're going to look on Facebook here shortly, starting to get supplies for a back-to-school trip to the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. I know summer just got out, but we want to make sure that the kids that are there have all the things that they need. We'll probably bring them some cool stuff, so stand by for that. Thank you to McDonald's. Also, Cyclops Vapor, right out of here of Daphne, but actually, they're worldwide, and they sell their lab-certified premium e-liquids, and these things have helped a lot of people quit smoking tobacco products, and I swear by it. My wife quit smoking after years after just one day with Cyclops Vapor and vaping, so it does work. You dial down the nicotine as you go. So how many people you know that used to smoke start vaping? Well, it's Cyclops Vapor, a big part of that. Also, the Vape Shop of Pensacola, Pace and Golf Breeze are now on the track and with us, and they're big believers of what we do with the childhood cancer, and we do a lot of special events with them. Thank you to Pull Apart and the Hub Printing of Robertsdale. They make the car look good, and thank goodness I've kept them busy this year. The Belrose Tattoo and Piercing at Daphne, SeanHerman.com. See what he's all about. Serpents of Bienville. You really need to see some of the stories and writings on that as well. And you can find that at the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing. Our LEDs provided by Heritage Electrical, making the cars glow, and we're going to have that also on the Modified. We're excited to take the Modified next Saturday to Milton. So we're going to be there at Southern for the big race with the Bay Area Modifieds, and also want to thank Cross Creek Realty, Ratty Rod of the South, and K1 Racing Gear. We want to thank BA Motorsports and CASP Industries. Also, Fossack Tires, Ingersoll Racing, Coastal Traffic, and Metro Glass and Mobile. All big parts of what we do, and without those guys, we couldn't be out on the track having fun like we do. So, you can always find us also online at CanesWarriorKids.com. Still to come, we're going to teach you a little bit about racing with an IndyCar. And NASCAR, does that go together? Well, we'll ask Brad Kozlowski. Well, we won't ask, but Matt did. We'll find out more about that. Matt Weaver standing by, and Jeff Dill, the CEO of the Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance, saving those who save others. We're going to learn all about that next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Again, Tim Bryant taking the weekend off, kind of, up there in Montgomery with the Southern Super Series. Also, the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour, which will be back down Mobile and Five Flag Speedway soon. Now, again, next Friday, you'll have Military Appreciation Night at Five Flag Speedway with the Twin 50 Pro Late Model Races. Again, you'll have the Pro Truck, Sportsman, and Bombers, and all active military in free. Bill Roth again tonight at Sunny South Raceway. Big racing there tonight with the Highway 90 Challenge Series. And Matt Weaver standing by, going to talk a little bit about Xfinity, NASCAR, and Brad Kozlowski taking that trip in an IndyCar. So we'll see how that goes. Well, good morning. And, you know, we're starting something a little bit different. You know, we're teamed up with USFD Racing, United States Fire Department Racing. Been with Jim Board and those group for about 4 years, and they're the ones that podcast the show. And I was a volunteer fire department personnel or a fireman for about 2 years down on Fort Morgan Road. And, you know, it's kind of like when you're in the military. Even if you're only there for a few years, you're always going to be a part of that brotherhood. And, you know, there's so many things that our EMS and our firefighters see on a daily basis that really can shock a lot of folks. And you think, you know, it takes a very special person to do the jobs that they do. And I want to bring in a new guest, Jeff Dill. He's the CEO of FBHA. And, Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the show. First of all, let's explain what Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance is. And first of all, thank you for doing what you do.
Well, I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on the show here today from sunny and heat from Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice.
But yes, I am the founder of Firefighter Behavior Health Alliance. I am a retired fire captain from outside of Chicago. I spent 26 years in the fire service, so 6 as a volunteer and 20 as career. And I founded FBHA in 2011 after I had actually founded Counseling Services for Firefighter in 2009. I am a licensed, I went back, got my master's degree, and became a licensed counselor while I was a career firefighter. And in 2009, when I founded CSFF, we were doing workshops in regard to anxiety and stress and depression, when I started receiving emails and phone calls from all over the world saying, do you do anything about firefighter suicides? And I said, well, I didn't realize we had a problem. And I called all the major fire organizations, the United States Fire Administration and the National Fire Academy and the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, NIOSH, OSHA, and no one kept any data on our lost brothers and sisters. So I founded FBHA, and we founded it with three goals. Mm-hmm. One was to have educational workshops for my brothers and sisters on suicide prevention awareness. The second was a scholarship program for children of firefighter and EMS suicides. Wow. And then the third one was a weekend retreat called Those Left Behind for family members.
Wow.
And over these last 5 years, FBHA is the only known organization in the United States that tracks and validates firefighter and EMT suicides. And what I mean by that is when confidential reports come into our webpage, we never use names and we never use organizations. But I call the fire or EMS chiefs and I ask them about it and validate the reports of them losing a member of the department. And to date, our number is at 824. Some of those, our earliest one is 1880, so they are documented through newspapers, articles that clearly state that the person took their life.
Wow.
But since 2011, I've spoken to over 750 fire and EMS chiefs and heard the horrific stories.
Well, and so there's definitely been a need for this, and I have a lot of friends that are EMS, and, you know, even in the racing community, because you guys are a big part of what we do, because when we have an issue on the track, you guys are the first one there, and it can be pretty gnarly sometimes. That's a good word for it. So, you know, it takes a special person, like I say, to do what you guys do. But yeah, on your website, if you go to ffbha.org, right at the bottom, you've got what those numbers are. In United States, 824, Canada, 35, and around the world, 33. And that's a lot of folks that have taken their lives just because they can't, for the reason that it's hard to really kind of process all that information, especially look at what happened at Orlando last week, and we've got all those folks that are there. I mean, those are mental images that are hard to get unburned out of your memory.
Yeah, that's something that they will live with for the rest of their lives. And it goes back to what we preach about in our workshops is cultural brainwashing, is that when we go to our fire or EMS academies, we are trained to be the most efficient and proficient firefighter and paramedics.
Right.
And we teach you all about, fire attack and hose line advancement and understanding fire and smoke and search and rescue and the tools that you need. Mm-hmm. Yet we're not training to the point of, hey, some of us will suffer most likely anxiety, stress, depression, along with PTS, and some will have suicidal ideations. And we need to start bringing that up, saying this does become part of the job. Sleep deprivation is something that you will have. And, of course, when you have these horrific incidents, and when I started, you got in for the EMS calls and the fires and the vehicle accidents to help out others.
Right.
But now these horrific mass shootings that are happening and will continue to happen, there's something that we're just not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do a lot of training on mass shooting training, meaning how do we work with the police to get our paramedics and fire into, to the victims as quickly as we can, but we're not really preparing ourselves for the aftercare.
Right.
And this is just, like I said, another incident of where FBHA is trying to step forward and trying to help through workshops. Because we do, of all of the things that we've learned, we now offer 6 or 7 workshops based on all the information that we've gained, talking to thousands and thousands of firefighters and EMTs, many that have tried to take their lives, and their insight has just been invaluable in our workshops.
So, obviously, when you go to these fire chiefs around the world, you're being well-received, aren't you?
I have had 100% compliance in regard to the reporting system because they know I won't use their name or organization.
Right. Right.
We just use the state or the year or the age of the firefighter or EMT that took their lives. And so, you know, it's been difficult. We also estimate only about a 40% to 50% reporting to us.
Wow.
So we are missing a lot as well. And so when you look at last year in the fire service, we had 87 line of duty death at 100%. Well, last year we had 94 firefighters and 23 EMTs take their lives at about 40% to 50% reporting.
Wow.
So we have a long ways to go.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, I know we have a lot of emergency EMS and firefighters that listen, and again, God bless you all for your service. We can go to the website, and where do we go from there? I mean, if there you have self-assessments on there, you can meet everybody, you have suicide reporting. Tell us what we can do on the website.
Yeah, the website is just loaded with information. They can download those questionnaires that you had about PTS and their self-assessments. We also have, you know, just different information. We have the confidential reporting system. We have resources. And I get phone calls on a weekly basis from firefighters from all over the country saying, Jeff, I'm looking for a counselor that understands our culture. Do you have someone?
Wow.
And if I don't have someone in that area, then I find it for them, and I do it for free.
Awesome.
I call, you know, counselors, being one myself, I know the questions to ask. Mm. And I will try to, and I will find a counselor for that firefighter or EMT that understands our needs. So and then they also can join us on Facebook.
Yeah,
and we run stories on Facebook. Shared. There's been a lot of articles written about FBHA, and so, you know, they can find all that information as well.
Yeah, you can Google it, FBHA or Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance. I want to just thank you for kind of enlightening the listening audience today, Jeff. And again, it's very important work that you're doing, because, like you said, you guys are trained for the accidents and things like that. But with the way the world's changing, you guys. You know, well, I say you guys, but, you know, from the fire department and EMS, you know, there needs to be a little extra help, and you're doing it. And it's awesome to have you on board doing that. So God bless you and your work.
I appreciate it. And thank you for, you know, letting me spend part of your show here today just telling about FBHA.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to do it. There you go. There's some real good information. And again, it's not hard to find. Go to Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance. And they're going to give you all the information. And again, God bless all the first responders and EMS and everything that you guys do. Well, still to come, we've got a good show to wrap up with Matt Weaver. We're going to talk about Xfinity. We've got Sonoma next weekend. Brad Keselowski in an IndyCar. I'm still really interested on that. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Great information here from Jeff Dill, the CEO of the FBHA Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance. Again, you go to fbbha.com, and you'll get all the information there. Thank you to Bill Roth. Again, big night of racing over at Sunny South Raceway. All the regular classes, plus the Highway 90 Challenge Series. And again, you've got the Super Series and the Modified of Mayhem Tour up there in Montgomery tonight. So lots of going on. But, you know, Matt Weaver is actually, he's in town. I'm shocked, but what a great reason to be in town, and congratulations on that.
Yeah, Kane, my sister is getting married this afternoon.
Awesome.
You know, it's a cool deal for the family. I like the guy. He's a big racing fan. He's
bonus.
Just an A-plus dude in general. And
awesome.
So it's good for the family. It's good for her. It's good for me. I'm very, very jazzed.
Well, that's a rare. You can't really call it a rare NASCAR weekend off, because we do have Xfinity racing tomorrow in Iowa. We've got the trucks tonight. And let's start off first of our Thor Sport Racing in Iowa. After the fire, incredible fire that just really took a lot of damage to it. I've been watching them on Twitter, and it's been great to see how many other teams have been helping these guys get to the track. And I mean, they were set up in the parking lot working on their trucks and all that stuff.
You know, it's no secret that the racing community is very much a big family, and
yeah. And
you see it when circumstances like this play out. Everyone loves Duke and Rhonda Thorson. They've been a pillar in the truck series for 20 years. That 88 car truck has been there since day one. And so it just sucked to see that happen to them. I'm glad they're able to salvage some stuff, some equipment. They were able to make it out to Iowa this weekend. And so, I'm just happy they're able to keep going, because in this sport, it's tough when you have to lose basically a lot of money. They set money on fire is what happened there. So it was unfortunate.
Well, and again, like you said, these guys come together, and obviously you're going to have a great race tonight. What was the situation I've been talking about? Brett Keselowski testing an IndyCar for Penske. What was his thoughts, and how did that go?
Yeah, he's had that on his bucket list for a long time, and it's just a matter of being able to find the time out of your day to make it work out. And then Keselowski was able to do so this weekend, or earlier this week, and he called it one of the coolest days of his professional career. I think he really enjoyed it. He's always said that if he can win a championship and then win some of these big races, he's yet to knock off the bucket list. He would entertain the possibility of running a race somewhere, maybe the Indy 500 someday. And I think that's something you should certainly keep an eye out on over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I could see him doing that as well. Well, what do you expect for today's truck race and Xfinity again? What a great story it was last weekend in Michigan, Daniel Suarez. He beat Busch. I mean, that's hard to do, and he did it with style and finesse, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, Daniel has really come into his own over the past couple of seasons. I remember last year at Texas covering a truck race there with the IndyCar series. Matt Crafton said it best, that when Daniel Suarez first came to National Touring out of Cannon East, he was a dart without feathers. He was a mess. I mean, he was just out of control. There was raw talent there, but no one kept it in check. And he needed to do a lot of maturation behind the wheel, which is unfair to him because he's super mature out of the truck as a driver. He needed to put it all together, and there were some questions whether or not his short track skill base coming out of K&N, coming out of the NASCAR Mexico series, would translate to these faster, heavier cars and trucks. And, man, this year he's really put it all together. If not for Cup drivers, we say that all the time, but if not for Cup drivers, you're looking at a guy who could have won multiple races this year. And so I think he's got a great shot to sweep the weekend this weekend at Iowa Trucks and Xfinity.
There's a neat story about the Decker sisters. Here's 21 and 23-year-old Claire and Paige Decker, and these ladies are starting the Xfinity. Well, they're doing their Xfinity Series debut. They've been racing for a while. They came up through the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program. So, tell us a little bit about their story, and could these be the next Danica Patricks?
Well, for the Deckers, it's a case of small sample size for me. I don't want to jump one side or the other without having seen enough of them to judge where they're at.
Right.
But I do think this is a good segue for me to talk about a story that I just filed to Auto Week magazine yesterday. I did a story about women in racing and why we haven't seen anyone follow Danica into Cup, because basically, she lit the IndyCar world on fire, and many women followed her. Catherine Legg, Simona DiSilvestro, Pippa Mann, just to name a few, Anna Beatrice, but she hasn't had that same effect in NASCAR. And so my editors basically said, why is that the case? So I talked to a bunch of young ladies for this deal. I talked to Johanna, I talked to Hannah Newhouse, just to figure out why, Shannon McIntosh. And, this is not a woman driver issue.
Right.
Women drivers face the same problems that men do, and it's about trying to find the funding. Yeah. I think we just see it more because there's a larger number of talented women, a larger percentage of talented women not getting the opportunity that a man would. But I don't think that this is like an unequal playing ground. I think when you have the two most previous ARCA Racing Series champions and Grant Enfinger and Mason Mitchell also sitting on the sidelines, the problem's the same for everyone. It's about finding money. And with Johanna, she just said you get to a certain point where you've spent all of your money and you can't spend the team owner's money because she spent all of hers. And a sponsor is yet to come on board, and you run into a brick wall, and I think you're going to see that problem with a lot of drivers, especially those with talent. They're going to run into the same problems that the men with talent have, like Grant and Mason. You just can't find money.
Which, yeah, don't even get me started on that. I mean, Grant deserves a ride so bad. One more news story that we've got to go. Jeff Gordon, live with Kelly and Jeff. Is that going to happen?
You know, this is the story that just won't die.
I know it, right?
He did a couple of guest appearances in the early 2000s, and he's had appearances here and there. And I feel like, just me personally, I feel like it's been inevitable that Jeff is going to morph in that role. And I even remember the moment that Michael Strahan announced that he was moving on to a different show. I said,
Gordon.
This opens the door for Jeff Gordon. And so here he is. I think he is the leader for the role.
I
think you're really going to see him kind of follow Strahan, and that Strahan was the host of the show. He was also doing the NFL stuff on the weekends. You're going to see that with Gordon, but in a NASCAR version. And I think that's so good for NASCAR to have a ambassador like Jeff in that kind of mass media pop culture role.
Yeah, I agree with you. We'll have to keep tuned and see what happens. How do we keep track of you? Obviously, this weekend a little bit different, but you're still putting stories out there. How do we keep track of you on the social media side?
Well, one, I don't think it's going to be that different. I'm going to sound awful, Kane, but if my sister can hurry up and tie the knot as soon as possible,
I'd like to
drive the hour and a half down to Montgomery and check out the Southern Super Series.
Good luck with that. Don't get a ticket. State troopers are there. Trust me, I know.
Absolutely. But, yeah, the best way to follow me is on Twitter. That's at NatWeaverSBN. And if you want to find just a link to my stories and nothing but an archive of those, head up to Facebook and look at Matt Weaver Motorsports, and every single time I write a story, it'll be archived there.
That's awesome. Matt, congratulations to your family. Enjoy that time off, and I hope you make it to Montgomery.
Absolutely. Thanks, bud. I'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Again, Matt Weaver with Auto Week. He's been published in USA Today as well. A good friend of the show, and always great to hear his opinions. Again, that does it for the show. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Once again, Tim Bryant, he's up at Montgomery. Going to be a big night of racing with a Super Series if you want to head up there. Dirt tracks, well, you got Flemington tonight. You got Southern as well, so a lot of good racing going on. Bill Roth, again, a big night of racing at the little track that can and does, Sunny South Raceway. All the regular classes are there again this morning, or this afternoon, Highway 90 Challenge Series with the Bombers and the Sportsmen. And again, thank you to Jeff Dill, from the CEO of the Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance. Google those guys. Again, the work that you're doing is just incredible to help save the lives of some of our firefighters in EMS that see some pretty terrible things. And that was kind of enlightening to hear him. Want to thank McDonald's and Cyclops Vapor again with Kane Motorsports. We are ready to roll, do the double next weekend. Cannot wait. Friday night, we'll be over at Five Flag Speedway. Saturday at Southern in Milton. And then we've got Cyclops Vapor, Pull Apart, the Hub Printing, the Vape Shop of Pensacola. The LEDs provided by Heritage Electrical, the Belrose Tattoo, Cross Creek Realty, and Ratty Rods of the South. We've got K1 Racing Gear, also BA Motorsports, Casp Industry, Falsac Tires. They're all on there together with CanesWarriorKids.com and Metro Glass of Mobile. Y'all have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. Appreciate all that you've done for us. Thank you, Papa at home. Randy, I love you. And again, of course, we've got Alvin down here who keeps me straight on the track. It's just me that keeps bouncing off those walls, right? Y'all have a blessed weekend, and love you, Mom.